ever heard someone say, I know when we were growing up, I don't know if people still say this, but you know, you arguing with somebody and you know, you try to tell them off and they'll tell you, well, talk is cheap and you can't afford it. you ever heard that? Some of us have heard that before. Some of us, but it's common growing up. Well, talk is cheap and you can't afford it. Well, there's some truth to that. There's some talk that's cheap and you can't afford it. Let me say it again. There's some talk that's cheap. And especially as children of God, we can't afford it. There's some talk you can't afford. It's too expensive. Even though it's cheap, it'll cost you. Tonight, we're going to take a look at what I've entitled the DNA code. The DNA code. You know, God told Peter, Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16, he said, I give to you the keys of the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of, I give to you the keys. You know, like I know, you know, without your key, you can't start your car. Can't get in your house. You know, I know there's electronic things now, but I mean keys. Even if you don't have a code, you know, you're not authorized. You know, you can't get into certain applications in that. So God has given us keys, and I've titled this the DNA code. Everything has DNA. Everything is made up, actually, of the same thing. But everything has a different code. You know, you can go out in a parking lot, in a big parking lot. I do this sometime at the airport. You know, you kind of been gone a while and you're trying to remember where you parked. And you get in the vicinity and then you have to hit your key. You see the lights light up or you hear the beep, beep. I'm way over there. What? But there are times we have to, if we want to unlock some things, because again, we'll look at the verse, but the word says that God's given us keys. Keys to the kingdom. Whatever we bind is bound. Whatever we loose is loosed. Keys to unlock things. To open things up. Let me start by saying, if you'll get me John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1. I'm going to use this phrase. Everything that God has made was made through word processing. Word processing. There's nothing that was made or is made or exists that wasn't made by the word. Okay, everything that exists came into being through the word. The angel, we studied it, the Holy Spirit brooded over creation, all of creation, fluttering. When we studied what brooding, he was moving, he was fluttering, he was putting energy, he's putting things into the planet, and then God spoke, and everything he spoke came into manifestation. So everything has come into manifestation or exists through word processing. Now, we're going to discover some DNA codes. You see, I like to say it this way. Prosperity is predictable. That's why a lot of people that win the lottery, they don't hold on that long. Because they, first of all, didn't have things in place in their life to retain anything. They got a bunch of money, and a bunch of money got away from them. But prosperity is predictable, just like poverty. You can spot someone that's headed down the wrong path. Yeah, that boy don't change his ways 3, 4, 5 years from now, he's going to be in jail. And unless he changes his ways, you can spot that. We've exercised our senses to discern. And you can see, understand something, that's how gifts work. They work in harmony with one another. That's how prophecy works. You can see things. You can look at something and prophesy over it and be accurate too. Even though you're not a prophet. Okay, so everything God made was made through word processing. Everything ever created had its beginning in the realm of the Spirit. It started in the realm of the Spirit. Can you get that verse up for me? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made, the Word. So everything was made by the Word. And there's a multiple meaning. There's the Christ who is the Word, but all things were spoken. The spoken Word. There's a number of different definitions for the Word. There's the Rhema, there's the Logos, there's the Dabar. There's the preceding Word, but it's all the Word. Christ, the Word made manifest in flesh. So everything ever created was created or had its beginning in the realm of the Spirit. As we just read, all things were made by Him. This is the vehicle. Now, we're talking about the DNA code. Understanding that all things were made by Him and by His Word is the vehicle. If we discover the codes, we can step into dominion over things. There's a pathway for wealth. I'm not just talking about practically. There are practical things we need to do, but spiritually, there's a code. If you discover it and you follow it, you stay with it, wealth awaits you. Because it's done in the Spirit first. See, you get people that get a lot of things in the natural, but it really amounts to nothing. Don't keep it, don't do right by it. It gets them. It changes them. But when we get it in the spirit realm, now you can take a position of dominion in a particular domain, because now you have it in a place that God gave it to you. And if God gave it to you, nobody can take it from you. If somebody else gave it to you, they can take it back from you. But when God gives it, when God sees to it that you get it, then nobody can take it from you. It's like knowledge. Once you really learn something, someone can take your freedom, take your possessions, but they can't take what you know. You can't. That's why you know, we need to learn, so that when we get into situations, circumstances that don't confine us. When you've been through something and came out, you know, just like you came out there, what you're going through right now, God doesn't change. He'll bring me through. This season will pass too. Come on, if you know that, see, then you're not all afraid and anxious and worried over a bunch of stuff. You know, no, God brought me out of there. When God saved me, what He did in my life, and this may sound irrelevant to some, but one thing I knew before I ever really got into church and anchored in the church, before anybody got in my ear, before any preachers got to me, any congregations, any choir, anything, one thing I knew after God gave me that experience was that God loved me. See, to some people that don't, well, God love me, God love everybody. But no, y'all don't understand. Nobody told me. See, nobody showed me. Nobody got in my ear with it. This was something that God put on me. It was me and him. When I couldn't do anything for myself, he stepped in and stopped the devil and walked me out of their hole where I could have lost my mind, lost my life. But God, when I saw that, the more I think about that. Now, the thing is, you got to understand, there's a code with that. If he did it then, you have a code. See, what happens to a lot of us, we back down from being, I'll say, being adventurous, being on the offensive, being trailblazers, and we start getting real wise. Really, it's slothful. You know, we get too wise. We start protecting everything. But see, when I was in that position and was helpless, you know, some people say, I'll never get in that position. I'll never get, you know. But see, the thing is, you learn about God if you, and you know, you're not trying to put yourself in a position, but you're just not afraid of anything. See, there's something on the other side of that fear that you have. God wants to show himself to you in a way that somebody can't tell you about him. And really let you know yourself who he is. It ain't what I heard. Amen. I testify that I've seen, that I've possessed, that has happened to me. I know. See, an experience will defeat an argument every time. You can argue with me all day long till you blue in the face, but I know. I know what happened. Amen. So there are codes. DNA codes. Each thing created has a DNA code. The word God spoke to bring things into existence. There's a code in the nature of everything. Let me just use this for an example. Way back when, before there were glasses, somebody discovered how to heat up a certain material and form it a certain way and do whatever. They discovered something about a material, a code, how to make it into this form. Everything. Your prosperity has a code on it. Your healing. Amen. Has a code. God is not trying to keep anything from us. Now, one thing is, God is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But like I said, it's just like prosperity or wealth or anything else. It's predictable. There are formulas. There are codes. There's a certain way to follow. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.